This is the Pacifica update for the week ending August 12th. I'm Lynn Gary. The systematic harassment by Pacifica management against Amy Goodman and Democracy Now!, which began more than a year ago, has reached a crisis stage. Last week, Pacifica National Program Director Steve Yasko came to New York from Washington, D.C. He was at the WBAI station moments before Democracy Now! Staff were about to begin a live broadcast of Tuesday's program. With Yasko looking on, station manager Utrice Lead ordered the Democracy Now! Staff out of the station's main studio again and made them broadcast from an inferior sub-studio, one without a clock and terrible phone lines. The show has now been permanently relegated to this sub-studio without any explanation by either Lead or Yasko as to why. Sources say that Yasko and Pacifica Executive Director Bessie Wash had planned to fire Goodman that day, but had backed down in the last minute, apparently choosing to continue the campaign of harassment meant to wear her down. This latest action is part of a concerted campaign by Pacifica management to fire Goodman. On August 2nd, Yasko ordered her, in an official memo, to stop signing off each day with a word she has used since the infamous Christmas coup of last year. From the embattled studios of WBAI, from the studios of the Banned and the Fired, from the studios of our listeners. Yasko had been pressuring Goodman verbally for weeks to discontinue the sign-off, but she has steadfastly refused his demands as an overt attempt to censor her work. She has told management that she will gladly end the sign-off when they stop the banning and the firing, but to remain silent would compromise her integrity. When Goodman continued to use the sign-off the next day, Yasko notified her in writing that she was guilty of, quote, deliberate insubordination, and her union representative told her that she could be fired at any moment. Neither Yasko nor Goodman's union representative seemed to be aware of the fundamental principle on which Pacifica Radio was based, that the individual broadcaster must be free to choose her own words, motivated by her desire to communicate about matters of conviction. Pacifica founder Lou Hill was explicit on this point as a result of his experience in commercial media, where the announcer was a larynx for hire to voice management-dictated content. The Democracy Now! Crew has also been forbidden to enter the station over the weekend or at nights, which critically affects their ability to pre-record interviews with guests not available during the time of live broadcast. The expensive security system installed at WBAI enables card key passes to be programmed to work for certain people only at specific times of day. In addition, the open hostility against Goodman by WBAI General Manager Utrice Lead's loyal followers at the station has reached the point where some have taken to shouting her down at staff meetings and physically intimidating her. Goodman's written complaints to Pacifica management about racist and sexist remarks made by Lead and her loyalists and the violent undercurrent are routinely ignored. Her complaints about Lead's sabotaging of Democracy Now! By denying producers access to the main studios have gone unanswered. Meanwhile, Pacifica's new PR firm Westhill Partners has assigned an employee, Deborah Hayes, to monitor the internet communications of the Pacifica resistance movement. Hayes has a background in corporate communications and has also served as a congressional press secretary. Meanwhile, the Pacifica board majority is making another attempt to pack the board with new allies. On Friday, August 10th, the board sent a notice of meeting on September 12th for the purpose of electing new directors. No names were given, and plaintiffs have heard that some of the people proposed last month have withdrawn their names from nomination. However, the rumor is that Executive Director Bessie Wash wants the board to elect former Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry chair of the Pacifica board. Plaintiffs will be filing a new motion to prohibit any elections of directors until after trial or a summary judgment to determine whether or not such elections are legal under the Pacifica bylaws. They said they believe there is a good chance of success in preventing the election. Trial is set for January 7th. For more information or to get involved in the struggle to take back Pacifica Radio, contact the Pacifica Campaign at www.pacificaradio.com. pacificacampaign.org.